Welcome to the Mobility Management Podcast. I'm Jack Silverstein of Mobility Management, and joining me today are Katie Roberts, Managing Director of the Abilities Portfolio, and Wayne Grau, Executive Director of NCART. In this interview, Katie, Wayne, and I discuss the 2026 Abilities International Accessibility Conferences coming to three locations this year, Los Angeles, New York Metro, and Chicago, all co-located with the Abilities Expo. Katie relays what's new, and Wayne shares his experience as an attendee and why what he saw made him and NCART get involved themselves. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Thanks for having us, Jack.
Yep. Nice to see you, Jack.
Nice to see you both. Katie, we spoke last year about the upcoming slate of 2026 conferences, and I encourage listeners to check out that conversation, too, when they finish this one. Tell us about the Abilities International Accessibility Conference, who it's for, why it's critical for industry leaders to attend, what's happening. Give us the rundown, please.
Yeah, sure. So I think we talked about last time, Abilities Expo has been running since 1979. Really, arguably the destination for consumers, anybody with a disability, caregivers, family, but also healthcare professionals who come to look at new product, any kind of equipment that's new on the scene. And last year, Wayne and I got talking about those healthcare professionals and whether or not there was a space for them regionally to come and gain CEUs, so clinical education, but also to bring together or start bringing together the industry. So instead of kind of operating in silos and having the similar objective, actually bringing different organizations together that might have been working separately, and to give healthcare professionals an opportunity to come and gain CEUs, network with peers, but also to access Abilities Expo and see what the consumers are seeing. So that was the kind of the inception of the conference, to run something that was for healthcare professionals running right alongside the expo in the same venue, similar dates, the same dates, and allowing those professionals to not have to travel so far to gain clinical education as well, and opening it up to providers, dealers, and anyone else that's really connected to complex rehab. So that was where the idea for the conference came from. And we're running that conference alongside our three biggest shows in LA, which is actually Long Beach Convention Center, New York, which is actually Edison, New Jersey, and Chicago, which is Schaumburg. So we kind of are in those regions, just a little bit outside the cities.
I love it. And, you know, I know that the conference really emerges, let's say, from what's going on in the industry. So what are the trends and these emerging patterns that are happening in the complex rehab technology industry right now?
I think there's a number of things that we're seeing. You know, from what Katie said, I think we've all identified that we have to expand the cooperation, not only the industry, but the consumers. We need to work together. Everything needs to be focused on the individual that is using that equipment and the caregivers and the people that are supporting them. We've been kind of bifurcated, okay? But this presents us an incredible opportunity to really to educate, to understand, but also to open our eyes at what's available. I was in Dallas at the Dallas Expo, and I got to tell you, I haven't been to Abilities Expo in a while, and it was amazing. Just the number of the amount of equipment that's out there, the different services that are out there, all these products. And I would like to think I'm pretty on top of the game, and I was very surprised. So this presents an amazing opportunity. But the trends really, you know, we are seeing more manufacturers coming into the industry, which is a great thing because you have more competition, which means more innovation, more things are going to make the lives of individuals who use this equipment better. That is a huge a thing. And there'll be a lot of those manufacturers at these shows. I think there's also an emphasis more on alternative products. We have seen, you know, for years, it was all about wheelchairs, which is great and big part of what consumers need. But, you know, the gait trainers, the bath safety items, all the other items that are what we consider ancillary are gaining a bigger audience, and people are understanding that this can add to their life, make their lives better. So we have a lot of things going on making sure that those things are covered by the insurance companies. I would also say what Katie said, the industry alignment and working together. We need to work together. We're facing both obstacles, and there's opportunities out there to really bring an incredible opportunity for us to focus on taking care of the consumer and all those folks that are supporting them. But we've got to work together. One voice is great. Five is better. So those are the things I would say. And, you know, the other thing, too, is we're focusing more on, at least on our level, more on regulatory fixes rather than trying to go down legislative routes. We want to work with the regulatory bodies. We want to work with the Medicaids and everybody else just to educate them on the unique challenges that our customers, our consumers face and how we can fix it. So those are just some of the trends that we're seeing. And, you know, we're leading the effort on those. And we couldn't be happier to be partnering with Raccoon Media and the Abilities Expo because we can get that message out. And we can also learn from the people that are attending these shows. That's a big thing as well.
Wayne, I was about to ask Katie about what's new and fun and exciting because, you know, conferences, they're informational, but they should be fun. And I know that Abilities puts that emphasis there. We talked last year about the climbing wall that's designed for Paralympians. And I was about to ask Katie that, and I will. But Wayne, I want to hear, what does this conference look like when you walk in? Now, you come in, you have fresh eyes, right? You walk in, and what do you see? What stood out to you when you first visited?
I see, well, I'll give you an example. I was a participant in the Dallas show 20 years ago. Okay. It was much smaller and the scope was much tighter, more on equipment and a few things. I saw services from different departments, different state levels, also other services that are available. I saw podcasts. I saw streaming people to go out and share their information. I saw one that amazed me was there was a toy manufacturer specifically for individuals with certain disabilities. I didn't even know that existed. So again, it just opened my eyes, and even talking to some of the parents, I think it opened their eyes to the possibilities of all the different products that are out there and the services that they can utilize to make their children's, but their lives better as well. So that's what was exciting to me. I walked around with a big smile, just looking around like, wow, I didn't know that. So that was my experience.
Amazing. Katie, I want to ask you, what is new? What is exciting? What's coming up? But I first just want to know, what was the experience of watching people use that climbing wall?
Yeah, I mean, that the since from 2025, the climbing wall has been a staple in each show. So we have 7 events across the year, across the country, and we make sure that we have the climbing wall in each city. And as part of the expo, it's kind of now synonymous with what we do. And the beauty of equipment like that is that it's been adapted by Mark, who we work with really closely, who has adapted it as a Paralympian, as a climber who was injured many years ago now, but he wanted to keep climbing. So when you see kids that, you know, have so little mobility, they get to the top of the climbing wall and they're able to ring the bell, their parents that would never have thought that they could do that. And sometimes it's like 15, 20 feet up in the air and we're all like, ah! But the team are just, they're so experienced and anyone can do it. And that's very reflective, I think, of what the expo is about. It isn't about what you can't do, it's about what you can do. And we want to extend that out into the conference. And a lot of these healthcare professionals, obviously, they're in the industry because they want to help people become more independent. Anybody that has a spinal cord injury or has some kind of disease that affects their mobility. And that's, they're in it because they want to give people more independence. So that's why I think the conference will work so well alongside the expo. You've got consumers looking to gain more independence, and you've got healthcare professionals that want to facilitate that independence.
Outstanding. Anything anything else that we can talk about that's going to be a really exciting surprise? Well, I guess not a surprise if you're listening to the Mobility Management Podcast, where you hear it here first. But what are the new exciting fun elements that attendees will be able to see?
Yeah, so you know, we've got there's the expo free to attend for anybody. That is 220 vendors now, exhibitors that will be in that show. We are full at Long Beach Convention Center. That's more than double what Wayne would have seen in Dallas. So it's going to be wild, that show. We've also partnered with Runway of Dreams, who are a New York-based company that, or nonprofit, that's part of the FedCap group, where we're actually now putting on runway shows with adaptive fashion from some of the biggest brands in adaptive fashion. So they'll be doing daily shows. We will give away 3 accessible cruises a day as part of our partnership with a travel company, an adaptive travel company. There's workshops every day. We're very intent in getting as many Medicaid educational workshops as we can going on throughout the expo that's direct to consumers, because we just feel like it more than ever it's needed. So while that expo will run Friday to Sunday, and then you'll have the conference, which in itself is new and exciting, with content. We are exhibition organizers. We can organize an expo and get people there and lay it out really well and bring new and exciting things. But what we really needed was the expertise from our content partners. So that's like people like Wayne and his experience, particularly around things like policy, which I think is really key for this healthcare, the professional audience to understand. So while we have that expo running Friday to Sunday, we'll then have the conference running Thursday and Friday. And that is that's the paid for conference at Long Beach, right next door in the next door room to the expo, where people like Wayne, we're also our partners, US Rehab, Resna having a big presence, part of the conference content, Clinician Task Force, INARTS, we've got driver training, content as well through ADED. So we've really kind of brought together all these the experts within their fields in these associations to make sure that the content program and that agenda is really strong, really robust. And yeah, conferences can be a bit dry sometimes. We know that there is really critical information that we want our speakers to impart to this audience, but we're hopeful that we do bring a sense of, there's a bit of a dynamic kind of fresh eyes, fresh sense with Raccoon to this industry. So I'm hoping that we can make it fun, and not necessarily fun, but that attendees can go away and think, yeah, I saw something today that I've not seen at a conference before. It's been done in a slightly different way. And that's really exciting. That's interesting. I feel inspired and invigorated and educated at the same time.
Tell us about the partnering associations that are joining and working with you this year.
Yeah, well, I think I preempted that question just then. So those that I mentioned are our main partners, and we're incredibly grateful for all the effort, as well as the team from Pittsburgh University as well, who run the ISS conference that's every other year. So between those I mentioned and those guys, we've really got a strong program. But we've also got CEUs delivered by some of our sponsors as well. So I think it's testament that when you launch something like this, which is no mean feat, because even though Abilities Expo has been running for a long time, we are effectively launching these conferences across the 3 cities for manufacturers like Sunrise, ETAC, Rifton, Toby Dynavox, Quantum, Stealth. We've also got Merit. There's organizations like Atlas that work with dealers and suppliers, and Fora Travel, much more softer-based sponsor. So Fora are accessible travel company. So one of our content streams is adapted living. And so that is a bit of a change of tack to what conference goers would normally see. It's much more about how can I get back into driving? How can I travel in a wheelchair if I'm if I'm newly injured, and it allows those healthcare professionals to kind of gain that information on how do you actually live to the maximum if you happen to have a spinal cord injury or something else that means you have a disability. So we're in a great position with some really, really great companies sponsoring and taking the plunge and with us on our first foray into a B2B conference.
Perfect. And let's hear about NCART. Wayne, what is NCART's involvement?
Initially, well, I think NCART's been involved with the Abilities Expo for years. We've just been more on the outskirts, but we've been part of it to some degree. We looked at this with Raccoon Media coming in and so forth as an opportunity that we felt we could bring the industry together and work with Raccoon, because we don't know how to run a show. Okay, that's not our business. They're experts at it. So when we were looking at it, we're like, okay, we got to find somebody that's really good at this. And the first thing that came to mind was Abilities Expo. Okay. So I then approached a number of the other eight, the organizations. I said, guys, I think we got a great opportunity here to partner with the Abilities Expo to develop something unique. And that's when the conversation started with Katie and everybody on what we could do and what are the possibilities. And that's a great statement, because me, the Abilities Expo is all about possibilities. Okay. And this lends itself to that. What is open? What are the opportunities out there? And NCART wanted to be involved, but we want to maintain our lane. I'm not a clinician. I can't speak about healthcare issues. I can't do that. That's where you get INARTs involved with the clinician task force. Okay. I don't speak to standards, because that's not what we do. Okay. That's where we bring Resna in and so forth. So I felt like we had to bring a number of people to the table, because we're good at what we do, but we're very siloed, okay? This way we could offer a full range of programs and so forth that would meet both what Katie and her team needed, but also what the consumers and the clinician would want. That's why we got involved in it. We focus on advocacy. We focus on protecting access for consumers. That's our job. And we're going to be speaking to that about that. And we look at this as a great way to educate consumers, because a lot of them say, I just don't know what to do or where to go. Well, we're going to show you how to do that and why it's important that you share your concerns, your opinion with your legislators and your regulators. But how to do it, we're also going to make sure you know a clear path to get that done. So again, that's what we're going to be focusing on.
Excellent. And what should the industry expect to see in the coming year? What are you expecting? We've touched on this a little bit with trends. What's coming?
We have a tremendous opportunity to get a very unique product covered for individuals that need it. It's called Power Standing. Okay, it allows a person that uses a power wheelchair to stand up and so forth. The medical benefits are undeniable. Okay, but it gives us that opportunity. We're looking to get that covered finally, and it's been a 15-year adventure to get that done, because it creates incredible value to individuals that need that equipment. I think the other one is again, just getting everybody to understand we're all on the same side, okay? We operate within a system that's not been created by us. It sure as heck hasn't been created by the consumers. And we want to address those issues that are the biggest concern. They want quicker repairs, as do we. So we have to work together to get those done, because in the areas that we've worked together, in the states where we work together, we got positive outcomes. Okay. So we also, from my perspective, I want to know what is on those individuals' minds so that we can focus on developing strategies to address those issues in the future. So this is as much a learning experience for me and the other folks as it is for anybody else. I have a great opportunity to talk to thousands of individuals that need this equipment. And I want to make sure that we are focusing all our efforts on really 100% on what their issues are. So that's why I'm excited as well, because I'm going to probably come back with about 14 pages of notes. So
That's awesome.
I'm your voice.
That's awesome. All right. Well, this has been so great. I so appreciate you both being here. I have one final question for each of you. Katie, how can people get a ticket and what does that ticket include?
So it's abilitiesconference.com. That's the website. The tickets are available. We're in our standard ticket dates at the moment. So if you're a member of any of the associations that I have mentioned, then you can get a member rate on those tickets. There are still some available. And the tickets include 2 days of clinical education, but also if you're a provider, there is the US Rehab track, so business optimization, how you can make the most of your business, as well as our clinical education track and our adapted living track. So access to all of that, coffees, pastries, lunch, drinks, networking, a mixer in the evening, all the keynote sessions, obviously access to Abilities Expo, which is in the next room. And then that's 2 days. And then also we have another drinks on the Friday evening as well. So two really full days in Long Beach. So really easy to access from most of, you know, that area.
Thank you so much. And Wayne, we'll close with you as a relatively new attendee. What are you most excited for in this 2026 slate of conferences from Abilities?
I'll start with what I said before, the opportunity to learn what's possible. I think this is a great relationship that we've established with Abilities Expo. We want to continue to grow it and learn, but also just really get to see and interact more with the people that use the equipment, so I can better direct our advocacy efforts to make sure that they're protected and they can get that access. Plus, Katie and her whole staff are really fun to be around. So that's a bonus.
Excellent. Well, Wayne, Katie, thank you both for joining the show today.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
This has been the Mobility Management Podcast. Thank you to Katie Roberts and Wayne Grau for their discussion on the 2026 Abilities International Accessibility Conference. To register for your ticket to the conference and be in the room with the CRT industry, head to abilitiesconference.com and book the best rate tickets available for Los Angeles, New York Metro, and Chicago. To hear more episodes of the Mobility Management Podcast, visit mobilitymgmt.com/podcast.